fear. Everything is Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Hashem.
Because there is, you see, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. The thing is, that's why I unfortunately just gave a clue, but the idea is like this. We have, all the time they're warning us, fear, 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 as you say. But the thing is that there are levels. Now, what is the real level that we have to get there? Which is, we call Yir'at HaRomemut. What is Yir'at HaRomemut? Is the fear that comes from the point that I understand the greatness of God and His love to me, and because of this, I don't want that the connection between us is going to be not stable, is going to be damaged. In other words, my interest, if I love somebody, especially if we're talking about God, that gives me everything, I want to be in good relationship with Him. In other words, the fear is not that God is going to punish me. That's not the fear. The fear is that when you love somebody, the biggest fear is if he doesn't care.
To lose him.
If he doesn't care about me. He said, the snake, what is his punishment? What was the punishment of the snake? I don't want to know about you. Whatever you eat is good. You've got everything. I provide you with everything. Don't pray to me. Don't connect yourself to me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. That's the biggest punishment that can be. And that's exactly the idea. It's not fearing God because it's going to hurt us. God doesn't want to hurt us. God wants to only do good for us. And whatever it does is to lead us to this place. The problem is that unfortunately, a lot of us sometimes do things because a fear of God. Oh, I've got Gehenom, I've got punished, I will get punished. That's the wrong way. God doesn't want to punish you. And when we talk also about fear of God, imagine yourself, that's not the fear we're thinking. That's the fear that the connection between us is going to be disconnected. That is something we have to understand and realize. So fear of God is connected to love of God. And if you love God, then it means that you are over the fear of God. So you are at a higher level. Because when you love somebody, it's not the importance how great he is, it's because I love him. But of course, in order to get to this point, you have to understand the greatness of God. So, banim atem la'Hashem Elokechem. That's the important, not avadim. Because avadim, slaves, is also a level, but it's a lower level than the children of God. The point is that when we work only on love, we have a problem. What is the problem? Because, you know, in the desert for 40 years, Am Yisrael were doing sinning and thing, and people don't understand. How can it be? They saw God. And they sin. How can it be? Very simple. You know what a spoiled kid is? Spoiled kid. What is a spoiled kid? We know. He knows. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to be forgiven. So, because of this, we have a problem. Because Am Yisrael were like small children. They loved God. They know God loves us, so we can do whatever we want to. But then, we need the fear of God. The minute you have the fear of God, now you can love God and fear God. And in other words, understand and realize that loving is also a responsibility. Loving is also acting, also doing something. Because if you want the connection to be a good connection, you need to have the fear of God. Then the fear of God, as we said, when a parent wants to educate his kid, sometimes he has to punish him. But he doesn't punish him because of the punishment. He's punishing him to teach him. In other words, he's doing it from what? From love. And the minute that you understand it, the whole picture is changed. It's like somebody looks through a hole and he sees somebody cutting somebody. A murderer. Cutting somebody with a knife. But then when he opens the door, he sees this is a doctor doing an operation. So is it hate or love? It's love. He's healing this guy. But our problem is that we see through the small hole. We don't see the whole picture. And we come to conclusion. That's where the faith comes in. The emunah, that God loves us in a way that nobody loves us. We have to understand this. Nobody. even greater than a love of a mother to her child. That's the way God loves us. Now, if we realize this, the whole picture looks different. But that's what we have to work on. Because the basic of everything is love. That's why Rabbi Akiva said, Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. That's the basic of everything. So I hope I gave you an answer.